Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is a bit of a continuation of the quick tip from episode 111. Again, it comes from my local police department, the Topanga Area Branch of the LAPD. Back in episode 111, we talked about keeping your doors locked, even when you're in your own yard or running a quick errand down the street. The alert from my local police department has a lot of important messages in it, and it contains some really good examples of the various types of home robberies and burglaries. I'll read the alert. Recent increases in burglaries may be related to door-to-door salesmen. LAPD Topanga area has recently seen an increase in residential burglaries. At the same time, we've had numerous community complaints of aggressive door-to-door salespeople. A common modus operandi for residential burglars is that they knock on the door of the house. If someone is home, they move on. If there is no one home, they go into the backyard, break into the house through a back door or window, enter, and steal at their leisure. The burglars are often seen by neighbors, often as they are removing property. The neighbors often think that there's something strange going on, but do not report it to police. Later, when the police canvass a neighborhood for witnesses, a neighbor is located who can give a good description of the suspects. Last month, a woman was viciously attacked inside her own home by a door-to-door salesman when she opened the door to him. Even though he was located and arrested by LAPD Topanga officers later that same day, both the police and the community were shocked by the crime. The assailant was discovered to be associated with magazine sales crew, in crews in quotes, consisting mostly of out-of-state salespeople also in quotes, put up at a local motel and sent out every day to various neighborhoods to sell subscriptions. The assailant had an extensive criminal history, and officers learned that there is little or no screening process for these people. What can you do to protect yourself and your family? If someone comes to your door and you don't know them, do not answer the door. You should yell through the door and tell them to leave. That way, they know someone is at home and will probably just leave. If they don't leave, call the police. They may be dangerous. If you can see the person through a window, write down a description of him or her and a description of any vehicle associated with the person's and put it in a safe place, just in case later the police come to your door and ask about persons knocking on your door. If the persons appear suspicious, looking around, entering a neighbor's backyard, etc., immediately call your local police station and report the incident, preferably while the suspects are still in the neighborhood. Now, I deliberately omitted the names of streets and districts from the message. I did this to emphasize that it can be any neighborhood in any city anywhere in the world. Way back in the start of this show, I spent about 6 episodes on the subject of home security measures. If you have not listened to them, check them out. They start with episode 11. Now, all combined, there are about 2 hours of material in there just on home security. I cover home alarms, lights, windows, door and phone protocols, all sorts of things. So let's take a look now at the alert and draw some attention to some key points. First, do not ever open your door to a stranger. Even if you're expecting someone, challenge them through the door. You want a barrier between you and that complete stranger. When I answer the door, my wife says I sound like a complete jerk. That is perfect. Sound mean, gruff, and unfriendly. If you don't know them and they're trying to sell something, just tell them no through the door. Be firm. I don't care who it is. I mean, seriously, I turn away kids and teenagers through the door. Believe it or not, criminals will use their own children as shields to get people to open the door so they can see inside the home. Criminal dirtbags have no shame and no honor. Let them know your home is occupied by a complete jerk or bitch and that you are more trouble than you're worth. This will help encourage them to move on. And for goodness sakes, your children should never answer the door, ever. The same goes for the telephone. No child should ever answer the phone. Once your son is old enough and his voice has changed, then maybe he can answer the phone. Also, only adult voices, preferably male, should be on your answering machine. Anyway, I digress here. I cover a lot of that material in detail in the home security episodes, so check them out. So next, criminals will break into the home from the backyard. They want privacy so that they will not be seen or heard. The rear of your home is your private sanctuary, and they will use it to their advantage. If you ever see someone in your backyard, set off your home alarm, call the police, and hole up in your designated safe room. If someone comes over the wall or gate into your backyard, they are up to no good. No question about it. I keep the gates to the side of my house locked 24/7. The gardeners are the only other ones that have keys. The companies that distribute marketing material, flyers, or sales want to increase their profit margins. They will use the cheapest labor possible and will not spend money to conduct background checks. Also, the nice neighborhoods are the ones they selected for these types of activities because, you know, generally speaking, that's where the money is. So quite plainly, these guys are brought in without background checks and told to go to every home in a nice neighborhood and knock on the door to see if someone's home. I am certain that most are good people just trying to make an honest wage, but a small percentage of any group will be up to no good. Now, unfortunately, one woman in my area was physically attacked for opening her front door, and a number of others were burglarized. Go back and listen to those back episodes and make your home a hard target. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware. Stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.